That is how she met a man in his 60s who offered to provide shelter, pay for her school, if she would be his girlfriend, essentially. Susan found it to be a horrible deal, but she believed she couldn't be pregnant. She could not get pregnant. She'd had a health scare when she was 16 or so. A cyst burst on one of her ovaries. And a nurse, she said, just sort of offhandedly said to her, "I'm so sorry, I don't think you'll ever be able to get pregnant." She moved in with him, seeing no other option. She becomes pregnant, and he shortly after dies of hypertension. It was just the series of awful events that landed Susan in the maternity ward. Susan was afraid to go to the hospital, naturally.
No gas, then we pull him back. No gas, and it's so good.
I don't have anything, and my people also don't have anything. I have struggled. I don't want my child to struggle, and I want them to learn.
I can't get the
And a lot of people in her community had had experiences where they go in, they're supposed to receive this free health care, but whoever is working that day decides to charge them anyway, an informal fee. So Susan's 17. She doesn't have any money. She's pregnant. She's not sure what to do. But she met a midwife in her community quite naturally named Aminata, who would just show up and say, we are going to the hospital. Come on, come with me. And in fact, here's some cab money.
It don't be like mama to me now. Because
with our relationship, she's sort of a mother to me now. Because all the things she does for me, it's like a mother. I go through hard times, and she helps me.
And in that way, Susan got so lucky, because in situations like this, when you're a broke teen and you're pregnant, attention is the currency of survival.
Doctors told Susan that she needed a C-section, that her hips were too narrow to give birth naturally. It was something that she only knew because she was going to her doctor's appointments, and she was going at the insistence and support of Aminata.
Aminata had advised Susan to check in to the hospital early. She said this because they weren't sure of her exact due date. The hospital's ultrasound machine had been broken. She was scared up until the last second because in Sierra Leone, doctors often ask women to find a couple pints of blood.